It's a time of tremendous uncertainty for everyone, but some things haven't changed. Stomach cancer is still a leading cause of cancer death worldwide. More than 1 million people will be diagnosed this year alone, and it's vital to know your risks and learn ways to prevent it. It's also critical for cancer patients to protect themselves from all viruses. No Stomach for Cancer encourages you to listen to medical experts to understand your risks. Find out more about COVID-19 at cancer.gov and learn more about your risks for stomach cancer at nostomachforcancer.org.
AIX Morning News Update. Mark's promise to rewrite rock history was prematurely and tragically interrupted last night when an overwhelming power surge totally destroyed Carnegie Hall and blacked out the entire city. Survivors described the destruction as evil, spooky, and wow, bad karma, man. Our cameras are on the scene.
My name is Mark and Savard. I know you love the thing you got. You've never seen the likes of me. Why, I'm the biggest thing since World War III, girl.
From Finland, that's the band The Babblers with a brand new release of theirs called Psychedelic Circus, and I hope it wouldn't rain tomorrow. You know, I actually hope, too, that, you know, it wouldn't rain tomorrow either, because I've got lawns to mow. And the Moxer can't keep up this radio gig without mowing his lawns, because it's the mowing the lawns that makes me able to come in and do this radio thing for you, because you know what? I'm a professional lawnmower. No, actually, I'm still amateur. I have not declared my professional status at this point, but I'm just letting you know. If you need a lawn mowed, call me, the Moxer. Hey, before the Babblers, how about some Crowded House? Something So Strong. Crowded House literally 25 years ago on this day broke up, so I thought I'd play some Crowded House for you. R.E.M. from the Murmur album gave us a Talk About the Passion, and start off the entire set with some Lou Reed. Lou Reed from the Rock and Rule soundtrack with My Name is Mock, because, well, that's my name. My name is Paul. Okay, my name is Paul, but it's a show called Viva La Mock. So people call me Mock. They call me the Mockster. They call me things that rhyme with the Mockster, and it's okay. I'm all right with all of them, even the ones that sound naughty and dirty. I'm okay with that. Because I just hang out with you, and I play music. That's what I try to do. Hey, you know what I'm going to tell you? Like right now, just between you and me, we're only about 12, 13 minutes into the show. I have got a world premiere tonight. A world premiere of a new song. It has not been released to anyone but me and the Mockster until tomorrow. So I will tell you about that world premiere soon. After, how about, I'll just tease you. Next set of music. After this, just hang on for one more set of music, and then I'll tell you what the world premiere is, because that's coming up in the next hour, and I think you're going to want to hang on for that. Until then, I was wondering, what's the intro like? And you're like, what, Mockster? I'm like, well, the intro. Think about that. Think about that song. What's that intro? How's it go? How's it go? And then I remembered.
Now, the intro goes something like this. Ba-dee-da, ba-dee-da, ba-da. Ba-dee-da, ba-dee-da, ba-da. Ba-dee-da, ba-dee-da, ba-da. Ba-dee-da, ba-dee-da, ba-da.
Music. For.
Move my feet and touch my soul. Bass and drum beat, rock and roll. Just play that music. I don't care what key it's in, where it's come from, where it's been. Just play that music. I don't need to see your face. I don't need no autographs. I can't play your interviews. Turn in your photographs. You don't need to be profound. If that don't speak, just play that sound. Turn on my radio. If you got a great live show, just play that music. If it's him, you make it stick. Do your job, just play music. Critic magazine interviews. Who cares about bad views?
Does it have to be so tame?
Do I have to twist and shout?
Do we have to play this game?
Or be down and out?
It don't have to look the same.
I keep trying to tell them.
What a song, eh? You'll be top of the pops in no time. Smart Alex.
If it's hitting, make it stick. Do your job, just play music. If you need a middle end, I got the cash to spend. Move my feet and touch my soul. Bass and drum be rock and roll.
Just play that music.
Cause I don't care what key it's in, where it's come from, where it's been. And shout,
do we have to play this game?
Or be down and out?
It don't have to look the same.
I keep trying to tell them.
It don't have to all sound lame.
I sing the song you sell them.
Does it have to be so tame?
Do I have to twist and shout?
Do we have to play this game?
Or be down and out?
It don't have to look the same.
I keep trying to tell them.
It don't have to all sound lame.
I sing the song you sell them.
between you, but thanks a lot, you know.
But quite for
noisy, but
I think it was
set off of the thing.
Yes, yes, it certainly.
like your hair. If a jock still lives inside your head. Nazi punks, Nazi punks, Nazi punks, Nazi punks, Nazi punks, Nazi punks. If you come to fight, get out of here. You ain't no better than the bouncers. We ain't trying to be the police. When you ape the cops, it ain't anarchy. Nazi punks, Nazi punks, Nazi punks, Nazi punks, Nazi punks, Nazi punks. Fight each other, the police state win. Stab your backs when you trash our halls. Trash a bank if you've got real balls. You still think saw stickers look cool. The real Nazis run your schools. The coaches, businessmen and cops. In the real Fourth Reich you'd be the first to go. Nazi punks, Nazi punks, Nazi punks, Nazi punks, Nazi punks, Nazi punks. You'd be the first to go, you'd be the first to go, you'd be the first to go, unless you think.
They go by the name of NPFO Stratagem, and that was the band doing their version, their updated version of the Dead Kennedys' Nazi Punks. Blank off. Yeah, I can only say it the way that I can say it because, you know, the FCC is monitoring and looking over my shoulder every second of the night and day. Before that, how about some Psychedelic Furs with Pretty in Pink? Because, you know, Richard Butler turns 65 years old tomorrow. Lead singer, frontman, extraordinaire of the P-Furs. So I wanted to play that, and I'm only guessing because I don't have control of the songs that are played throughout this show. I'm guessing we might hear him again later on tonight because it is his birthday. Hey, before the P-Furs, how about Breakfast Club doing their version of Expressway to Your Heart? And start off the entire set with some big audio dynamite, a song that was released in May of 1988, believe it or not, Just Play Music. You know what? That's what most people say. They email me. They're like, hey, Moxter, they go to wrctrequest@gmail.com, and they're like, hey, Moxter, just play music. Just play music. Stop talking. Seriously. You're killing my buzz. I'm like, oh, well, if I want to kill your buzz, I'd be called Spotify or Pandora or, I don't know, your tape deck. I'm a radio man. Radio men kill buzzes, right? No, I don't think they do that. But, hey, speaking of buzz kills, have I told you about my rockin' attorney? He does a show on Thursday nights, Eric Jackson Laurie, called Courts in Session, where he plays new music by classic artists. That's country, that's rock, it's soul, it's all that stuff. And it's Thursdays at 8, and then he's got an encore presentation at 1. Now, I bring his name up not only because he paid me $7, but also because I have a world premiere tonight, a world premiere of a brand new single. It's a brand new single by Billy Crane. Billy Crane is in the Outlaws. And we've heard, you and I, we've heard WRCT playing some of the latest singles from Billy Crane, like Honeycomb, that was a big one. Heroin and Whiskey, another big one. Well, guess what? My rockin' attorney said, hey, Moxer, I have Billy Crane's newest single. It's going to drop. Yeah, we're talking radio lingo. It's going to drop tomorrow on Spotify, but I'm going to sneak it to you, and you can play it tonight on your radio show. So after 10 p.m., so between 10 and 11 p.m., I am, again, going to say the lingo. I am going to drop the latest Billy Crane single, and I'm pretty excited about that. So just stay tuned for that. And while I'm just talking, and you're like, Moxer, why are you just talking? Because that's what I do. I got to tell you, playing that NPFO cover of the Dead Kennedys reminded me of I was out and about at a small little brew pub in the great state of Wisconsin recently. And one of the employees there walked up and he's like, hey, dude, I don't know you, but let me show you this. And he showed me a picture of a beer that actually had the name of the beer was the name of that song, Nazi Punks. And he was telling me about that. And so we just started talking music and all that good stuff. So I'm like, you know what, Dennis? Yeah, Dennis, that's his name. I'm just outing him now. Dennis, I'm pretty sure you're not going to listen to my radio show. Actually, I'm pretty sure you don't know I do a radio show, but for whatever reason, you said, hey, weird dude drinking beer, you might like punk rock music. And I'm like, you know what? I like some punk rock music. So why not play some punk rock music for you on the Viva Lamont radio program? It's the Dead Boys here on Viva Lamont.
I don't need. We'll be right back.
Ramones here on the Viva Lamont radio program. Would you believe it was 19 years ago? Yeah, 19 years ago that the Ramones were actually inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And it was also 11 weeks after that induction ceremony happened that Dee Dee Ramone passed away at the age of 50. Played some Ramones in there, a little Blitzkrieg bop for you. Why not? Before that, some Mission to Burma doing That's How I Escaped My Certain Fate. Played some Off for Dennis, because I know he likes them. Wiped Out, Dennis, that was for you, whether you're listening or not. And some Dead Boys, start off the entire set with a Sonic Reducer. Stid Bader's of the Dead Boys. Sadly, today is the anniversary, the 31st anniversary of his passing. Yeah, it was 31 years ago that he was hit by a taxi, and he suffered a concussion, and he later succumbed from that accident. He was only 40 years old, but I wanted to play that for you. Because that's what I do. I play songs for you because that's what I'm here for. I'm here to play songs. Also, speaking of dates, it was, again, it was 45 years ago on this very day. There was a show in New York City down at CBGB's. And I don't know if you were there. I can tell you I was not there. Featuring a whole bunch of bands. Yes, Talking Heads were there and Blondie was there. And there was an album release live at CBGB's that came out because of that. And there's a bunch of bands on this album that the Moxster's like, I really don't even know some of these bands. So I'm like, you know what? Let's dance around and check out some of the bands that were on this, including a band that featured a very young Robert Gordon on lead vocals. It's a band called the Tough Darts. Because your love is like nuclear waste. little punk rock set there for you to remind you what punk rock used to be like in the olden days. Yeah, that was the Sex Pistols with God Save the Queen. And you're like, Moxter, Lloyd, that whole set of music was a bunch of New York City punk rock bands, and you threw the Sex Pistols in at the end? Are you crazy? And I'm like, well, it's going to work. So let me tell you, that whole set of music before the Sex Pistols was the Laughing Dogs with I Need a Million. Before that, the Shirts doing Poe, and start the entire set with the Tough Darts and Your Love Is Like Nuclear Waste. Now, I played all of those other songs because I did kind of mention that it was on this day 45 years ago at CBGB's. There was a big old concert. And again, Blondie, Talking Heads, and those other aforementioned bands, along with like Mink DeVille and, who else was on that? The Miamis were on the bill. Yeah, I think that's pretty much it. Manster, that's another band. So all those bands were on this bill, and an album came out called The Home of Underground Rock, live at CBGB's. So I just wanted to play some underground rock because that was all recorded 45 years ago on this very day. But also on this very day, 45 years ago, across the pond, just stick with me on this, across the pond 45 years ago, the Sex Pistols performed a legendary show in Manchester. Yeah, the show was at the Free Trade Hall in Manchester. It cost a whopping 50 pence. I was going to say cents, but it's 50 pence. And what's legendary about it, and if you saw the movie 24-Hour Party People, that was featured in the show, but it said that so many people at that show started bands. They were just like, I've got to start my own band. So now the interesting part is the venue itself held like 40 people, but like hundreds of people claimed that they were at the show, and that's like the decade here in Pittsburgh. People claim they saw U2. They claim they saw the Police on those first tours when there was like 12 people there. So, but of those people at this show in Manchester included like Morrissey was there from the Smiths. Marky Smith was there from the Fall. Members of Joy Division are said to have been there. And Pete Shelley and Howard Devoto were also said to be there. And they all started bands.
I gotta break it down, yes. I gotta Hi, I'm Cynthia Plastercaster, and I always listen to WRCT when I'm in Pittsburgh because only talented people are played on the station.
3501 2 5 go! I was there in the backstage when this light came around. I grew up not a changeling, but when the first time around, I could see all the weakness, I could pick all the faults, but I could see all the faintness. In your throat. 3-1-G. Hung around in your soundtrack to mirror all that you've done, to find the right sign of reason, to kill the feel like you won. I can see all the cold facts, I can see through your eyes.
Said it's gruesome.
from their 1984 debut. That is The Smiths. The Smiths with This Charming Man. Wrapping up a set of music that I mentioned going into it was all influenced by the fact that all members of all the bands I just got done playing are said to have been at this show 45 years ago on this very day at the Free Trade Hall in Manchester of the Sex Pistols. So Morrissey says, hey, I was there before the Smiths. Members of Joy Division are thought to have been there. I don't know if that one's confirmed, so I played some Joy Division from their 1977 EP called An Idea for Living with Warsaw. Marky Smith says he was there, the late Marky Smith. He passed away a couple years back, but went back to their 1979 Live at the Witch Trials album for The Fall and Rebellious Jukebox. And he starts the entire set because, once again, Pete Shelley and Howard Devoto, who later went on to form the Buzzcocks, played some Buzzcocks, and they claimed that they were at that show, too. So Breakdown from their debut EP. In fact, really the only thing that Howard Devoto can be found on, for the most part, before he left to a Form magazine, and that came out in 1977, and that wraps up that set of music.